The Master Butcher's Singing Club by Louise Erdrich. Read by the author. Disc 1.
1. The Last Link. Fidelis walked home from the Great War in 12 days and slept 38 hours once he crawled into his childhood bed. When he woke in Germany, in late November of the year 1918, he was only a few centimeters away from becoming French on Clemenceau and Wilson's redrawn map, a fact that mattered nothing compared to what there might be to eat. He pushed aside the white eiderdown that his mother had aired and restuffed every spring since he was 6 years old. Although she had tried with repeated scrubbings to remove from its cover the stains of a bloody nose he'd suffered at 13, the faint spot was still there, faded to a pale tea brown and shaped like a jagged nest. He smelled food cooking, just a paltry steam, but enough to inspire optimism. Potatoes, maybe. A bit of soft cheese. An egg. He hoped for an egg. The bed was commodious, soft, and after his many strange and miserable beds of the past 3 years, it was of such perfect comfort that he'd shuddered when first lying down. Fidelis had fallen asleep to the sound of his mother's quiet, full, joyous weeping. He thought he still heard her now, but it was the sunlight. The light pouring through the curtains made a liquid sound, he thought, an emotional and female sound as it moved across the ivory wall. After a while, he decided that he heard the light because he was clean, disorientingly clean. 2 nights ago, before he'd entered the house,